The Kansas City Chiefs have got another one of their receivers from last year under contract, and it's just about a month till the NFL draft. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Crace on Sports. Of course, not a whole lot going on in the sports world these days. No games of any kind, no racing, no track and field. The Kansas City Chiefs did announce over the weekend that they have re-signed wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson to a one-year deal, helping the Super Bowl champs keep their four top receivers headed into next season. Tyreek Hill's under a long-term deal. Mecole Hardman just coming off of an outstanding rookie season. Sammy Watkins is in the fold for next year and may restructure his contract to stay around. And now DeMarcus Robinson will be with the Chiefs for another year. Just 1 month until the NFL draft, the number one. And it's always interesting to see who will be number one, who will be number two in the draft. But right now, they're saying the number one pick most likely will be Chase Young, the defensive end out of Ohio State. Number two pick, looks like right now, will be Joe Burrow, quarterback from LSU, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner. Kansas City Chiefs say they'll be looking for more help on defense when the draft comes around in just under 4 weeks. A former St. Louis Cardinals superstar has been tested for the coronavirus. Jimmy Ballgame, Jimmy Edmonds, announcing on his Twitter that he had tested positive for pneumonia and then went to the hospital for testing for the coronavirus. And the latest that we hear on this incident is that Jim Edmonds is in a St. Louis area hospital. By the way, over the weekend, the St. Louis Blues also confirming that their play-by-play announcer for St. Louis Blues hockey, John Kelly, tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Kelly said that he's at home, quarantined with his family, and he feels fine. A couple of basketball notes for you. Arkansas Razorback guard Mason Jones has announced via Twitter that he will declare for the NBA draft. Of course, Jones, co-Southeastern Conference Player of the Year this past season for Arkansas. And a future Razorback, Jalen Williams, has been named the Arkansas Gatorade Player of the Year. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.